Glory to God forever. Welcome to Wonder Reality. Continuing the series about the Holy Spirit, the purpose of our existence is to fellowship with Him. That's our end destiny. Anyone who's a follower of Jesus Christ, who makes it to heaven, will fellowship with Him forever. Amen. And so that's our purpose and goal on the earth as well, to fellowship with the Holy Spirit. That's the kingdom of God. He's the most glorious, most beautiful being in the universe. He is God Almighty. He's Jesus Christ. I want to emphasize this again and again. Continue emphasizing it. I could stop this message right now, because that's the whole message. That was Jesus Christ's main message on the earth, when He was on the earth as a man. That should be our main message today. And it's an infinite, eternal topic that we can forever will be in and will be experiencing and exploring forever. A million years on the earth. And we could never even touch the surface of it. That's how vast it is. Isn't that incredible? So we're just beginning. But let's begin and let's dive in. In this message, I do want to talk about the seven levels of faith. And I have the seven scriptures for that. But the main thing is fellowship with the Holy Spirit. And here's a metaphor that I want to give. This is how simple it is to fellowship with the Holy Spirit. And remember, He's Jesus Christ. It's fellowshipping with Jesus. It's as simple as us going outside and experiencing and taking in the fresh air, the sunshine, the nature, and all the things around us when we go outside and we experience God's creation. The fresh air, the wind blowing around us, the sunshine. Even if it's at night, it's a different time of the day. But the sun and the hearing the birds. I hope that you can maybe hear the birds. Right now I'm outside. Seeing nature and we don't even have to try to do that, do we? Like when we go outside, it's just all around us. It's so simple and basic that we don't even try. So a great man of God was talking about this. I was listening to one of his messages, and he said, people ask, how do you fellowship with the Holy Spirit? And his answer was, it's so simple and easy, I can't even explain that. It's that simple. Like, it should be as normal to us as going outside and having nature all around us. Like I said, the fresh air, the wind, the sun, the smells, the sights, these wonderful things that God has created. Those are just natural world things, right? That's just the natural world. We're talking about a spiritual thing that is the highest level of living. It's the level that God intends for us to live on, is walking with Him every day, walking with Jesus Christ. Our spirit person is renewed. And then at times He comes upon us. The Holy Spirit comes and fellowships with us. Glory to God. And let's take that step. Let's move into that. Let's dive into it. Let's walk in that. Let's fellowship with the Holy Spirit, where we, if we are seeking Him with our whole heart, if we are living in a repentant state where we are repenting, we realize that we are sinners, that only our only hope is Jesus Christ, and having Him give us His new life, the new life in Him. And if we're seeking Him with our whole heart, we're persisting, we are, then we can fellowship with Him. And it's just as simple as us in the natural, we go outside and it's just God's nature and creation is all around us. We can't get away from it. It's the fresh air, the wind blowing around us, the sun all around us, sunshine, the birds singing, the sights and the smells of nature and the wonderful things He's created. Amen. That's how it's simple. We don't have to learn anything or go to school. It's a relationship with Him. It's a relationship. And so I know I'm kind of spending some extra time on this because I want us to be intentional about focusing on the most important thing, our relationship with Him, and spending time with Him, fellowshipping with Him. That's the key. That's everything. Like, we've spent all of our time on all these other things, on learning the Bible in and out and getting everything right in that area. You know, learning all the worship songs and knowing all the worship songs and maybe going out and doing ministry. All those things I just mentioned, those three things, are great things. But the ideal way is that we have that relationship with Him, we fellowship with Him, and all the things He wants us to do flow from that. That's the secret. That's the key. All right, seven levels of faith. Number one, weak faith, Romans 4:19. Number two, temporary faith, Luke 8:13. Number three, active faith, James 2:14 through 26. Number four, strong faith, Romans 4:20. Number five, great faith, Matthew 8:10 and Matthew 15:28. Number six, true and real faith, 1 Timothy 1:5, 2 Timothy 1:5. And then number seven, perfect faith, Galatians 2:20, James 2:21. In that perfect faith, remember Jesus said, "You shall be perfect as I am perfect." Seven levels of faith. Isn't that fascinating that, you know, seven is the number of completion? And I want to emphasize with faith, faith can be intimidating to us. But it's just like everything in our walk with Him. When we receive and have Jesus Christ in and through us as our Savior, He gives us His faith, His life, His hope, His joy, His peace, His life, the Zoe kind of life, the God kind of life, eternal life, life everlasting. And within that is, He gives us His faith. Amen. The faith of God. Jesus even said, have faith. The translations say in God, but really it's, you know, it's have the faith of God. It's have God's faith. You know, again, it's simple. It's not us working up our faith and, you know, trying to believe for 10 or 20 years to have faith to believe for a miracle. It's us dying We're gone, and Jesus Christ lives in and through us. We have His life and all the wonderful things He offers. His life, His faith. Now, at the same time, you know, we're in this journey that's from glory to glory, that's a mystery. And so, yes, we are developing our spirit person. We are enlarging our spirit person, and we're moving up these levels of faith, which is, that's normal. You know, this is an eternal journey. Amen. And God is so awesome. He only requires us to grow that little bit every day, just like a tree grows, just a little bit, just continue on, just be persistent, be consistent, be, you know, all those metaphors He gives for us as His followers are indicative of that, that it's just keep growing little by little every day. And so during those that growth, we move up these levels of faith. I do believe that. Weak, temporary faith. Number two is temporary. Number three is active faith. So there's some summaries here. Number three, active faith, develops into a mighty force, masters enemies of faith. Number four, strong faith, Romans 4:20, refuses defeat, where most spirit-filled believers are. So most spirit-filled believers are in strong faith. Number five, great faith. Remember that Jesus said, how great is your faith? You know, I haven't seen such faith in all of Israel. Lord, speak the word. Does not have to see it or feel it. Number six, true, real faith is the real thing. Knows no hypocrisy, does not brag. And then number seven, perfect faith. Thanks for listening. Blessings to you. And we're believing here at Wonder Reality for your... We agree with you for that miracle that you do need. Perhaps the miracle that you're believing for is fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit. Amen. We believe with you to receive that. Jesus said, where two of you agree on earth as touching anything that they ask, it shall be done for them by my Father in heaven. So we agree with you. If you agree right now, I agree with you that you'll fellowship with the Holy Spirit. And within that, you'll receive that miracle that you need. Perhaps it's a physical need, an emotional need. Maybe for a loved one who has an emotional, mental need. I believe with you, and that's two of us agreeing. I believe with you. Email us at info@wonderreality.org. Thanks for listening.